Hey everyone, welcome back. You know how we love to really dig deep into a topic?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, today we're going all in on something pretty incredible, actually.
Yeah.
It's about how music can actually make you more mindful and relaxed. And
Interesting.
don't worry, we're not just going to like riff on this idea.
Right.
We're diving into some fascinating excerpts from, get this, Music for Mindfulness: How Songs Can Aid in Meditation and Relaxation.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
I think you're gonna be really surprised by some of this stuff.
All right, let's get into it.
So, have you ever noticed like how some songs can completely switch up your mood
Oh, yeah, all the time.
or like help you focus? You put on a certain playlist and bam, you're suddenly way more chill or energized.
Just like magic, right?
But it's not magic, is it?
Nope, not magic at all.
There's actually a ton of science behind it, right?
Really?
So, fill us in. What's the deal with music in our brains?
Well, music has this incredible power to mess with, interact with our brainwaves and emotions, like in a big way. Research shows slower tempos, around 60 to 80 beats per minute, they can actually trigger alpha brainwave activity.
Alpha brainwave activity. What's that?
It's linked to feeling relaxed and calm, like zen,
Ah.
and certain melodies and rhythms. They can even encourage theta brainwaves.
Theta. Those are the deep meditation ones, right?
Exactly. And they're tied to creativity too.
So there's actually a reason I feel more zen when I listen to certain tunes.
100%.
You know what? When I have a ton of deadlines, I always put on ambient music.
Oh, yeah.
It helps me de-stress and actually concentrate.
That makes total sense. Ambient music is perfect for mindfulness practices.
Makes you think there are certain types of music that are just better for mindfulness than others, right?
Definitely. Classical music, some world music, even nature sounds.
So it's not just about hitting shuffle, huh?
Right, you want to be a bit more intentional.
So what makes some tunes better for mindfulness than others? Like, what should we actually be listening for?
Okay, so think tempo, instrumentation, and melodic structure. Those are key.
Okay, break it down for us.
Slower tempos, we already talked about that. They tend to calm the nervous system down.
Right.
But then you have instrumentation. Sometimes those complex layered sounds, they
Yeah.
can be a bit much for meditation. It's like too much is happening, pulls your attention in different directions.
I see.
Simple flowing melodies are much better. They help you focus.
Okay, so if I'm going for like the ultimate chill playlist, who should I be checking out?
All right, well, you can't go wrong with Brian Eno. He's like the godfather of those amazing ambient soundscapes.
Brian Eno, okay. Anyone else?
Max Richter. His stuff is modern, minimalist, classical, super good.
Writing these down.
And don't forget about traditional music. Indian ragas, they use specific scales and rhythms to evoke certain moods and states of mind.
Wow, that's quick.
And Japanese koto music, it's played on this beautiful 13-stringed instrument known for its meditative qualities.
I'm definitely adding these to my list. Okay, so say I've got my playlist. How do I actually use music for mindfulness?
Well, it's not just about pressing play. You have to be intentional, right?
Okay.
Make a playlist specifically for mindfulness.
A dedicated playlist, got it.
Set the mood, dim the lights, light a candle, maybe some essential oils, and
Nice.
then really focus on the music during meditation.
Let it be the thing you focus on.
Exactly. It's like an anchor for your attention.
It's like creating a mindful space with the music as part of the experience.
Exactly.
And sometimes, just getting lost in the music, even for a few minutes, that's mindfulness in itself.
I totally agree. It helps you be present,
Yeah.
Music is a powerful tool. If you use it intentionally, it can totally boost your mindfulness and well-being.
This has been an awesome deep dive. What about you listening? Feeling inspired to explore some new music? Let us know what you find. Maybe we can all expand our mindful music horizons together.
Definitely.
Until next time.
See ya.